Good morning, everyone, and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. Of course, it's not Tuesday morning. We're live here doing a special radio show with your audience today at the opening of the ASI show Chicago. So welcome. We've got a lot of things on tap today. And today we have a very special celebration as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. We've got our second anniversary of the ASI radio show.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to have cake for everyone here. Yay, cake.
It is quite the cake.
It is. It's a big cake, so I hope everybody's hungry.
It's a very big cake.
We've got a lot going on today. First, though, I want to introduce some special guests. We have our CEO and president of the ASI, Tim Andrews, here this morning.
Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning. And Nicole Rollander is here, director of education for ASI.
Good morning.
And we have Andy Cohn, who is editor of Counselor Magazine. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
And we have Dave Vagnoni. He's going to be roaming the audience today with giving away a lot of special prizes for our game show.
And hopefully some cake as well.
All right.
Let's just get to the cake. Let's just be honest
here. We'll be giving that away for sure.
All right, Nicole, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
All right. Well, first up, we're going to talk to David Blaze about how distributors can grow their business. Tim's going to talk about his hot seat interview this morning. Joe Haley is roaming the show floor, so he's going to be talking to suppliers live. I'm going to give you all some insider tips from yesterday's great $1 million sales summit. And we've got a fun game show with prizes for our live audience. So let's go to Andy for the industry news.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. The ASI show Chicago opened yesterday with a full slate of education sessions. The day was highlighted by the new distributor success track, where hundreds of distributors learned the ins and outs of the ad specialty business during an all-day event. Also yesterday in Chicago, a group of high-level distributor salespeople attended the multi-million-dollar roundtable. The afternoon session was centered around a course on how distributors can improve their business with self-promos and how they can prove the value of ad specialties to clients. Plus, tonight in Chicago, ASI will host the famed ASI Show Gala at nightclub Hub 51. And, of course, immediately following the gala, Counselor is hosting the Hot Party at the W Hotel, honoring the hottest people in the industry.
Thank you very much, Andy. Now we have another special guest, David Blaze. How many attended David's education sessions yesterday for the new distributor success track?
Dave's raising a putter.
Wow. Are you going to do some golfing for us today, Dave?
Golfing, no. I believe Dave has some other volunteers lined up for that.
Okay. Well, David headlines our very popular new distributor success track. It's a great crash course to get new distributors up to speed quickly on the industry. Dave, you also do a lot of marketing classes for us. And today you're going to tell us a little bit about how distributors can maximize the second half of the year as far as their marketing efforts. So what are some things they can do?
Okay. Well, a couple different things. The people who were at the classes yesterday for the new distributor track, a lot of them are really just getting up and running. So the focus for them has really been on bringing new clients through the door, how to target the appropriate accounts, and how to convert essentially total strangers into paying clients, because that's really what they have to do. But what we've been working on with some of our clients who have been doing it for a longer time is really optimizing lead generation, both online and offline, utilizing every media you can to essentially pull the new business out of the market.
Okay, great. And what are some things, you know, a lot of times people tell us they don't have a lot of money to market this year. Mm-hmm. What are some things that can be done inexpensively but that are still effective?
Well, sometimes having too much money to market is a problem because there's a lot of waste associated with that. So obviously a lot of targeted marketing makes sense. Advertising specialties, for example, are always a good investment. Practicing what we preach, targeting people, sending out targeted promotional mailings, using ad specialties, and doing it in a way that demonstrates to people how to do it well, not just, hey, here, have a pen, but tying it into an overall theme and practicing what we preach is a great way to get started because it's low cost, it's highly targeted, and it demonstrates that what we do actually has value.
I think self-promos are a great idea. You know, a lot of suppliers offer great discounts to distributors that want to do self-promos, and I think people don't use them enough.
Wow.
That musical was interlude.
Love Me Do by the Beatles. Do I win something for that?
If we were playing Name That Tune, that would work.
You got it three notes.
Yeah.
Now, David, there's obviously a lot of tools at distributors' disposal for their own marketing efforts. Do you see anything that's more effective than others right now? You touched on a few things that self-promos and different things they could do online. Is there anything that really works right now?
Well, obviously there's a lot of buzz right now about social media and how you can actually monetize that, utilizing the relationships that you can develop through Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and all those various different things. A lot of people take that for granted. You've got, hundreds of friends. Lots of people have hundreds of friends, half of whom they don't even really know. But simply by reaching out to some of those people, you then have access to all the people that they know. And by positioning yourself as an advertising specialty, professional, somebody who is more of a consultant or an advisor, it's a lot easier to generate business than to just go on and say, want to buy some mugs and T-shirts.
Now, David, just to finish up, if there's one thing that everyone in the audience should do marketing-wise this year, what should it be?
Well, first thing is to really focus in. I mean, you touched on the fact that a lot of people don't have money to waste on marketing that doesn't work. So it's really focusing in. It's really choosing who you want to go after, very specifically what industries, what specific businesses do you want to target, what positions within those industries, and then focus your time and your resources, you know, laser-like on the people who have the best likelihood of spending the most money with us the quickest.
Okay, well, thanks so much. Where can people see you today?
Well, I've got two training sessions that I'm doing, two power sessions over here in the power session room. I'm pointing on the radio. I know that doesn't work too well.
Straight but, over that way to the right.
Stream to my left, Melinda's right. And I've got two power sessions there, and then we also have a booth where we offer our training materials as well.
Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us
today.
Thanks
for having me, Melinda. Thanks, appreciate David.
It. All right, and Tim started off the day this morning in a very great session, the hot seat. Tell us what happened this morning.
Yeah, I had on the hot seat this morning Harris Cohn. Harris is the founder and the CEO of All-in-One, which does writing instruments, USB drives, and we had a great conversation about, one, his background, which is, you know, 30-plus years in the industry, which was very interesting to hear about, and also about how suppliers are looking at innovation. You know, there's been about 18 months of tough sales environment for distributor suppliers, and suppliers are now starting to buckle down and start looking at new products to bring into the industry. So we talked about innovation and how innovation plays an important part in the industry.
Did he think that innovation was picking up?
He actually thinks that people are looking at ways to extend a product and change an existing product or extend it in a sort of a unique way rather than sort of whole cloth inventing something. You know, we talked a little bit about how, you know, we brought in flash drives, you know, into the industry, and he was one of the companies that brought those in early. He's not seeing a lot of, you know, brand new products, so to speak, coming into the industry this year because people really haven't been investing the last year or so as much as they had in the past. But he's looking forward to in the next 18 months doing a lot of investment. He thinks suppliers are going to be looking at that. The other topic we talked about was inventory, and suppliers are now starting to ramp up inventory a bit more than they had because inventory had been drawn down, and now suppliers are starting to ramp up their inventory.
That's an interesting issue for sure. It's definitely been on the minds of both suppliers and distributors, and we actually have an article on inventory coming up in the August Counselor, so that's one that's everybody has their eye on.
Yeah, distributors get very disappointed if they sell a product to a client and they find out that the client can't actually get the product because the supplier's out of inventory.
Yeah, and it's been happening.
Well, thanks, Tim. In just a minute, we're going to have a little golf competition. I know Dave's getting some contestants for that. But first, we want to check in with our managing editor, Joe Haley, who is roaming the show floor. Good morning, Joe.
I'm Melinda. How are you?
Good. What are you up to on the show floor this morning?
Well, I'm here at 1402. That's the worldwide booth. I'm with Steve Room. But first, I want to know, did everyone get my anniversary present?
I didn't get any gifts.
I didn't get a gift.
I'm sure it's back at the office.
They'll be waiting in your hotel room. Anyway, I'm here with Steve. He's going to tell us what his favorite thing to do in Chicago is. Steve.
Hey, my favorite thing about Chicago is the ASI show. It's selling awesome full-color mugs. Not bad. But it's a great city. Always love coming here, and we'll come in the future. Love that North Beach and all the great bars and restaurants.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Joe, we'll check in with you in a few more minutes. Tim, what's your favorite thing to do in the evening in Chicago?
I like to go to the ASI galas.
Well, there's one tonight at
Hub 51. Hot Club.
And that's
a lot of good music. DJ, going to be a great time.
All right. Dave, do you have our contestants? And by the way, I should mention that this is not all for naught. We have great prizes for these contestants. Not only do they win a book written by our keynote speaker who's going to appear tomorrow, but they get a little ticket to meet him and actually get an autographed signed copy of the book. So high stakes.
We take care of our audience here in Chicago.
All right.
We have three contestants. We're going to give each of you three putts, and whoever at the end makes the most of the group wins some prizes. Sound good? All right, so I have three contestants. Ma'am, give us your name, where you're from, and your company, please.
Jill Draghi from St. Louis, Missouri, and my company's name is Jillions of Ideas.
Okay, thanks for being here. And, sir?
My name is Marion Thompson. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina, with iDeclare Incorporated.
Thank you for being here as well. And, ma'am?
Carla Scruggs, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the company is What Is It This Week?
I think we have a ringer here on the end. That's just my sense. All right, who's going to step up first? Jill, you're up. Okay, we give you three putts. I will do some play-by-play. All right, we have a nice mat here brought to us by Logo Mats with the Cubs and the Bears. I don't like the Blackhawks in the end there. Being from Philadelphia,
yeah,
I'm not a big fan of that.
Flyers.
All right, she is practicing. She's got it all lined up. She made me make sure the hole was straight. Yeah, we got it. There's a big rump there, big wrinkle, so we got to watch the break.
Oh, that's left.
That was pretty far left. All right, we got a break here. We got to watch out for the break. It's kind of like a double green here. All right, that's a little bit better. Jill will try again. Putt number two. Winning some prizes. Let's go for it.
Knock it in.
Now, you guys have the advantage being able to watch the break here, so.
Get going.
A little short, a little light. Okay. Third try for Jill. We're going to knock it in.
That looks good. That looks good.
Oh, just a little bit short.
Just hit the side of the hole.
Well, let's hear it for Jill.
Nice job by Jill. Our next contestant. Styling here with the shoes. He looks like a golfer.
Oh.
He says he hopes.
This one's going in. I feel it. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's solid.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Right dead center. All right, one for one.
First try.
If you get two, you might ice it right here. This might be the winner.
We'll give him a T-shirt, too, if he gets a second one. Yeah. We have T-shirts.
And the second putt. Also looking up.
Just to the side.
Little bit to the right. We give him one more crack. You have to kind of hit it to the right of the bull, I think. That's the break on this one. Right over the Cubs insignia. And here's the third putt. A little bit of a pull. That still might be enough to give you the prize.
All right, let's hear it.
Another round of applause. I think this might be our ringer, folks.
Ooh, Carla looks tough.
She's stepped up and...
She's ready.
Is that an LPGA shirt she has on?
Looks like.
Might be.
It's pretty styling.
She is styling. Okay, so she's got the advantage here. Knowing where to putt. Quiet, please.
Oh, yeah, that's in there.
Oh, dead center. Woo! Okay, so we're going for the win right here. This is for all the marbles. The ASI Chicago Open right here on the line.
Looking good.
Oh, yeah. Dead center. We have a winner.
Two for two.
So,
good job.
Carla, come with me. Now, tell me, how does it feel to win the inaugural ASI Chicago Open?
Well, it's an honor and a privilege, and I just thank God.
You've been practicing for this moment your whole life. Is that right? Fair to say?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, congratulations. Thanks very much for playing. Thank you again. Give a round of applause to all our contestants.
Hey, Carla.
All right, now later, Melinda, we're going to have a trivia contest. We're going to make sure Carla gets some prizes, but make sure my trivia contestants come to the side here. We'll have fun with that later.
Okay, we're going to have that in just a couple minutes. First, we're going to check in again with Joe Haley, who's roaming the show floor. Joe, what are you finding? Hello, Joe.
Joe, are you
okay.
to be found?
Joe,
all right, we're
going to
skip Joe.
We'll check in with Joe again later. Andy Cohn, you led a great session in yesterday's Education Day talking about hot markets and how to sell to specific markets that are hot right now. We know that the healthcare market, for instance, is the number one market right now for distributors to sell in. But what were some other takeaways from that session?
Well, we talked a lot about target marketing efforts for the ways that people can target their sales and marketing strategy specifically to some sectors that are doing well right now. One of those was the event marketing market, live events. And our panel of three distributors all agreed that the live event market was something that all of their corporate clients were really looking into for product launches, just different ways. People are looking for ways to market in new ways. And live events are really taking hold. So distributors are capitalizing on that, interestingly, not just by providing the products, the ad specialties, to be handed out or to be given away at those live events, but also running the events for clients. And that's where you can get into the services and really, ramp up your revenue generation per client.
Okay, well, thanks. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more of that in today's promogram.
You sure will.
But now it is time for our game show. And we're going to see who knows more about the state of the industry. Is that right, Dave?
That is right. We have five questions that are in Tim's hands, and I have two of my contestants. Where's my third contestant? Or we'll just pick somebody out of the crowd. Folks, step on up, please. Anybody else want to play trivia? My third contestant's left me. Anybody, anybody? Gentlemen, ladies.
Big prizes at stake.
Oh, we got a volunteer right over here.
You guys already won. All right, we have a contestant. Gene. Gene, come on down. All right, let's get this set out of the way. All right. Again, name, company, and where you're from, sir.
Yeah, Chad Visser with Trinity Systems and Middleville, Michigan.
Thanks for being here, ma'am.
Carla Smith, Garrett Printing from Garrett, Indiana.
And ma'am.
Jean McClellan from Mean Jeans Embroidery, St. Clair Shores, Michigan.
Mean Jeans.
I like it. All right, she's got her game face on. All right, so here's the way this is going to go, folks. Tim is going to be asking multiple choice questions, and if you think you know the answer, you yell out ASI. That's our buzzer. You yell out ASI. If you're the first to say ASI, you get the mic, and you get to try to get it correct. If the person doesn't get it right, we move on to the next ASI. Okay? Got it? These are all based on Counselor State of the Industry data. Just coming out, the special report. So, Tim, take it away.
Absolutely. The first question, what's the top way to find new business in our industry? A, online. B, networking. C, referrals. D, ask your neighbor.
Okay, Chad says ASI. What do you got?
Networking.
Networking is not correct.
Not it. No.
Okay, who's next? ASI says Gene.
Online.
Online is not correct. Carla, you want to take a shot? Tim, what are the choices? You have a 50-50 shot.
We have two left.
Yep.
C, referrals. D, ask your neighbor.
Okay.
C, referrals.
Yeah.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding. Carla's all right, so we have Carla 1, Chad and Gene 0 so far. Tim.
Second question. In 2009, what was the top product in terms of industry revenue? A, T-shirts. B, bags. C, USB drivers. And D, pens.
Okay, Gene says ASI.
Bags.
Bags is not correct. Either one of you folks. ASI says Carla.
A, T-shirts.
T-shirts is the winner.
T-shirts is correct.
You got it.
Carla, 2-0. All right, you guys, you can make a comeback here.
She's a ringer.
She is a ringer.
Third question. In 2009, what was the top market for industry sales? A, financial. B, government. C, healthcare. D, education.
All right, Chad's yelled out ASI halfway through.
Healthcare.
That is correct.
Exactly.
Yes.
Good job.
All right, so we have Carla 1, Carla 2, Chad 1, and Gene 0 so far. Mean Gene needs
mean
a couple.
Gene's gotta mean Gene's got to get mean.
Fourth question. Which region of the United States is most optimistic about growth in 2010 and beyond? A, the Southwest. B, the Southeast. C, the West. Or A, the Northeast?
Most optimistic. Most optimistic.
Most optimistic about
growth. Okay, Chad says ASI. What do you got?
Southwest.
That is correct.
Exactly.
Southwest. Wow. We have a dead heat. Chad 2, Carla 2, Gene.
This question
Gene's still
is
playing
for
fun. This is for it. This is for the marbles.
The
this is it. From the State of the Industry report, according to distributors who we surveyed, what percentage of orders from suppliers were on time delivered in 2009? So distributors telling us what percentage of orders they received from suppliers were on time in 2009. A, 88%. B, 91%. C, 97%, or D, 92%.
Oh, Gene's going to try to break it up here.
Oh, no.
What do you got?
The one that said 92%.
92% is correct.
Is correct.
Wow.
Do we have a backup question?
We have a tiebreaker.
We have a tiebreaker?
Sure. Yes.
Melinda has a tiebreaker.
Okay.
This is a fill in the blank.
All right, fill in the blank.
In what city in Pennsylvania is ASI located?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
We don't have choices.
That's a tough one.
Hmm. Might begin with...
All right. Well, we can give multiple choice then.
All right. All right. Chad says ASI. This is for the win.
Is it Philadelphia?
It is not Philadelphia. Close to Philadelphia. All right. Carla for the win.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh is not correct. Wrong side of the state.
Uh-oh.
It might begin with the letter T.
You could probably say the first five letters.
Nobody would get it.
All right, so we're located in lovely downtown Trevo, Pennsylvania, one square mile. So
that's
I guess
right.
that wasn't a good
mile.
Tiebreaker.
I've got another, I have another tiebreaker.
Right, Tim, Tim has another tiebreaker.
Tim's got a tiebreaker.
I'm from, well, if one is a Hoosier, what state are you from?
Oh.
That was close.
Very close.
I don't know. That was tight. Carla?
I think in the middle, yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah.
All right. That was was a softball,
that's
man.
A
oh, come on.
Hoosier. That's a winner.
A fellow Hoosier.
All right, we'll make sure we all three get T-shirts and you all get prizes. Carly, you'll get the book.
All right, let's hear
from
our contestants.
Thank you very much. Round of applause for our contestants.
All right, stick around in just 1 minute. Everyone in here is going to get some ASI Radio birthday cake, but first we have Matt Bertram, who is going to say a few words for us. Matt is one of our great sponsors of ASI Education. We just wanted to ask him a question or two. Matt, why is it important for distributors to continue to educate themselves, even if they've been in the business for a while? You know, you all put a lot of emphasis on education.
I think the big thing is that we're noticing that business is constantly changing. And so you have to keep up to date with what the new trends are. You have to keep up to date with how business is being conducted. And also, it never hurts to kind of reinvent your education and kind of reinvent yourself as a distributor.
Great. And what types of things education does Fields offer to distributors?
We offer all kinds of things online. We have over 50 videos of all of our different product categories that we have. Videos, we kind of do your own Fields rep, and we give you your opportunity to take our knowledge into the customer. We also have all of our educational books online. We've done different sales guides for the industry, but also for specific markets like healthcare and also the financial market as well.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. Thanks for coming. We really appreciate your sponsorship.
Thank you.
All right, who's ready for some birthday cake? It's a great way to start off the trade show day. Get you some energy going?
I do.
But we need everybody to sing happy birthday. It's the second anniversary, ASI Radio. And we've got a cake right here. Do we have a cake cutter?
Jen is our cake cutter. Yes, you are. Oh. All right, we're going to sing happy birthday.
All right, everyone join us.
A one and a two and a...
Rich Fairfield, sing
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear ASI Radio.
That was a struggle.
Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thanks, guys. Come out and see us again tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. And please come and have a slice of birthday cake. Have a great show.
Have a good show, Dave.
Thank you.